Okay, so we're able to send an email out to you, letting you know that we're aware of the technical difficulties that you're having with viewing your classes. And it does take, I mean, we have to let you know that it could take up to 2 to 3 days. And, of course, with New Year's coming up, then there might not be anybody working, on our request. But
All right, did they send the email?
yeah, to the email address that's on file.
All right, can I check my email to see if it's there?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, terrific. I got the email. Okay. So,
No problem.
I appreciate your help. Yeah, I'm going to wait 2 or 3 days and then I'll ask for my money back because this really didn't do anything for me.
No, I understand. So we're going to make sure we get that resolved. Because like I said, I was able to view it on my end, but I also let them know that you weren't able to view it on your end and I was able to log in. So there's something going on. Let's see if we can get that fixed for you, okay?
All right, now, how do I change my password? I was able to do that.
Okay, yeah. You will go to your profile under your name. Should be a drop down. Let me know when you see it. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes,
Okay.
nothing's happening here.
So you go down to the drop down. It should say my profile. And you should click on my profile. It gives you the option to change the password.
Okay, I got it.
Okay,
All
so
right,
you put
I
in
have
the
the screen
current
now.
password.
You're right. I appreciate your help very much.
No problem.
So I don't understand. In the past, you see, I have 6 courses that are not on my computer, but they're in my content. Like, in other words, when I hit content, they're right there all the time.
Yeah.
So I can view classes that I purchased in the past. They're still there from actually years ago.
Yeah, you're going to
So,
always have access to those.
right, I don't want to download new ones, but they told me yesterday that I don't need to download them. They don't download to my computer. They go onto the library on your website under my name so that they would be like a collection of courses that I chose. Is that right?
So you should have a library. I mean, we're working on having an option to where you can download them on your computer. We just don't have the option available right now at the time. So closer towards the summer, I believe they're going to have that option available.
No, but
But
I don't
you
want that option.
okay.
So in other words, when I choose a class, a new class, it'll add it to my content.
Are you talking about the classes that we're offering in the premium?
No. In the past, I purchased like 6 classes, and they're in the section called My Content.
Yeah.
So if I go onto My Content, I'll always see those 6 classes right there. I don't
yeah,
have to
they're
look
gonna
for
be
them.
yeah, they're gonna be. So if you purchase 2 classes right now, they're gonna go. So you'll have 8, but
Right,
they're gonna
right.
always be right there.
But I'm not purchasing since I have the membership. So if I
Yeah.
choose a class to view, it'll automatically be put into that section.
No, 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 that won't. Yeah, like we're still working on that feature too. So are you saying when you, once your videos, once we get everything resolved and you're able to view a class, that it'll go to a specific section? No, it won't,
Oh,
unfortunately.
okay. I wanted it to be listed in my content, like a course, another course that I chose. Okay.
Yeah, no, it won't do that because you didn't purchase the class. Now,
I
if you
see.
purchased it, then it'll go under your content.
Okay, but you see, so in other words, when they become available, I should be able to look at any chapter in any order of the class. It's
Yeah,
just
for any.
Right. It just has a preview. It lets you look at it for free, but then
yeah,
you can't
you're supposed
go
to watch
any
everything after
right.
the preview. So everything on that list, you should be able to click on and view any chapter, any of that. It's not just the preview that you
right.
Should be
and that's what you're able to see with my ID.
Yeah, well, I was able to. At first I wasn't, and then I let them know, and they said, go ahead and sign back out and sign back in. So that's what I did, and then it allowed me to view the videos on my end. But you're saying it still wasn't allowing you to, so that's why I had submitted in that request that they go ahead and check that out and get that fixed. Let them know that the premium, you have the premium, because it shows it under your membership details that you have premium membership, so there should not be any problems with you viewing any of those classes. You're not only supposed to just review the preview. It's supposed to be everything in that section.
Right, right. Okay. And it can't be my browser because I'm able to view the preview, so it's working. So.
Yeah, but it should definitely work. So go ahead and switch. Try to switch if you would like, switch between browser, but it looks like it's not allowing you to, you know, view, and you've already switched browsers, so.
No, I didn't switch browsers.
I'm
not able to switch browsers. I'm on Chrome, but I'm able to view the other courses, so I don't think it's the browser.
Okay, so I went ahead and put in, a request, so I would wait those 2 to 3 days.
Right, so like if I go to my content right now, I have the old courses that I paid for in the past, and if I hit play,
they're going to play.
No, let me see now. No, that's not playing either. If I go to another section, it's not allowing me to play.
So it might even allow you to play your content, your actual purchase classes.
Right, right.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead.
If it's my browser, I'll have to get a refund. I'm not going to start loading another browser.
Okay, so you don't have Internet Explorer?
What? No. Do you want to tell them that I'm on Chromebook?
Yeah, if I tell them that the only thing they're going to say is, has she tried a different browser? That's like the next step they're going to tell me, which is
no, just tell them that I'm not able to load another browser.
Okay, so then.
Tell them that I have to use Chromebook.
That you can only use.
Tell them that?
That you can only use Chromebooks?
Right, I'm on Chromebook, and that's the only browser I'm using is Chrome.
Okay.
Do you want to ask them while I'm on the phone? Because maybe that's an impossibility.
The Chrome. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna say it's. That's what I'm saying. You might as well wait until they actually like see what's going on with the problem because of the fact that they're gonna tell me to switch. You know, tell her to switch her browser.
No, but can you tell them now that I'm not going to switch? That I need to use it on Chrome.
Yeah, that's what I went ahead and sent. The message, you know, while we're talking, we can send messages as well, and then we can also talk to them as well. But I sent the
all
message.
Right. So you sent a message telling them that I'm going to use Chrome.
That you're
only?
Not switching at all because I've already given you the opportunity, and you said that you can't. So that's what I went ahead and sent them a message.
All right. So you told
them
right. You told them that I can't switch
to Internet
browser.
Explorer. No, because that's going to be the next option. They're going to give you, they're going to tell you like, hey, can you switch to Internet Explorer? And you just said that you're not able to, you're using Chromebook when you're doing it from Chrome.
It doesn't make sense because if I'm able to view the preview of each course, it's working apparently on Chrome. So it can't be the browser. Do you understand?
That's what I'm saying. It's an error going. It's possible for an error to go on. It could be an error. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to check that out for you. That's where I submitted that information in so that they can do that.
Okay, and you already, again, you already told them that I'm using only Chrome. That's all
correct.
I'm going to, all right. Yeah, because it's apparently it works with the browser because I'm able to do the previews. If it wasn't working, I wouldn't be able to view it at all.
No, I understand what you're saying.
All right, I'll wait like two days. Well, tomorrow's a holiday, and then I'll wait 2 days after the holiday, and if it still doesn't work, I'll have to get a refund. They'll be willing
no
to give
problem.
Me a refund, right?
Yes, you can get a refund.
Okay.
Was there anything else you were needing assistance with today?
No, no.
All right. Well, you stay all safe. Right. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Video
thank
membership.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.